Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge. This is Brian Thomas calling over from our studios in the city of Colombo, www.goforgold.lk. That's your website. And I'm also joined by my co-host, Lucky Pires. And today being Monday, the 15th of June, 2026, with plenty of sporting news for your information. Let's start off with what happened in the Dialogue Rugby League yesterday. The first game we are going to talk about is the cup segment between Wesley and Zaira, concluded at Havelock Park yesterday under bright sunshine. Fantastic weather for rugby yesterday. Well, the result is that Zaira have beaten Wesley College comprehensively by 38 points to 24 after leading 17 points to 13 at the Breeder. Zaira, 6 tries, 4 conversions to that of Wesley's 4 tries to conversion. And analysing the game, Zaira looked a much better outfit, much fitter, and they had this purpose of we need to win the game scenario. While Wesley were very, very slow in the fringes, in the breakdowns, and also their line did not work the way it should, really should work to become a champion team in this competition. In the bowl segment, Science College got the better of DS just by 37 points to 36 in an exciting game at Mount Lavinia yesterday. Science led 24 points to 17 at the Breeder. Science, 37 points, 5 tries, 3 conversions to 2 penalties, while DS, 36 points, losing the game by just 1 point, 6 tries and 3 conversions. Then let's go down to the Air Force grounds in Ratmalaram. Another bowl game, and Kingswood College Candy showed their class, beating Prince of Wales comprehensively by 39 points to 5 after leading 7-0 at the Breeder. Kingswood 5 tries, 3 conversions, 1 penalty, and Prince of Wales just 1 try. Now we take a look at the points table. This is very important at the end of week number 7. In the cup segment, Trinity head the pack, 18 points, followed by Zaira. They too have 18 points. The Petrites, third with 13 points. Isipathana, fourth with 8 points. Royal, number 5, with only 2 points. And Wesley, just 2 points. So Royal and Wesley, one guesses, though, is that they are going to be out of the league competition. Let's take a look at the plate competition. St. Joseph's head the table with 18 points, followed by Thurston, 17. Anand, 11. Sri Sumangala, 6. And Anthony's College, Katukasota, 3. And St. Thomas's lingering in the 6th spot with only 2 points. Bowl, Kingswood head the table with 17 points, followed by DS Senanayake, 14. In 3rd place is Science College, 13 points. Mahanama, 8. Lumbini, 7. And Prince of Wales at the bottom with 2 points. We'll give you the schedule of week number 8 on our podcast tomorrow, and that will going to be very, very interesting. But we had another great game yesterday, West Indies versus Sri Lanka, the second T20. And mind you, Sri Lanka had to play catch-up cricket because West Indies were our leading up until yesterday. But yesterday's game was Sri Lanka at its best, I dare say. Sri Lanka got the better of the Caribbean strong outfit by 37 runs. Batting first, or putting to bat first, Sri Lanka made 194 for 6. Kamil Mishra's top scored with 61. Dasun Shanaka, 58 in just 24 deliveries, 5 boundaries, 4 massive sixes. Kusal Mendis made 31 with Kamindu Mendis, the vice captain, 24. Shamar Joseph, 3 for 32. And Matthew Ford, 2 for 39 for the West Indies. I'm sure I got his name wrong there. He's Shamar Joseph, 3 for 32. Apologies. West Indies were bowled out in the 19th over, 157 all out. Rowan Powell, 43. Hetmyer made 36. But for Sri Lanka, the bowling, Dushmanta Chamira took 3 wickets for 9 runs. Excellent spell of seam bowling. Wanindu Hasaranga, 3 for 39. Velalage, 2 for 28. And Mahesh Dikshana, 1 for 34. And remember, today is the decider. The third and the final T20 game. West Indies play against Sri Lanka, and play gets underway local time at 6 o'clock in the morning here on www.goforgold.lk. We'll try and keep you posted of the results. We also have another exciting game here in Sri Lanka itself at the Rangiridambola Stadium, where India A play against Sri Lanka A. That too will be a very interesting equation. Yesterday, Australia did well to win the third ODI by just one wicket against Bangladesh in a very exciting game where the game went down to the wire and the Aussies win it by one wicket with two balls to spare. Bangladesh, winning the toss, electing to bat first, made 274 for 5. Tawhid Ridhoi made 83. Litton Das unbeaten with 56. And Musaddiq Hussain, too, made 56 unbeaten. The bowling, Xavier Bartlett, 2 for 47. And Matthew Renshaw, 2 for 44. Adam Zampa, the leg spinner, sadly went wicketless yet again. And that's one of the problems I reckon the Aussies are having. Aussies get to the target with two balls to spare in one of the most exciting cricket games we've seen in recent times. They get to 277 for 9 and have won the game. The man behind the win was none other than Cooper Connolly, who made a fantastic 149, Josh English 21, Manus Labuschagne 29, Cameron Green 27, with Oliver Peake chipping in with 27 as well. Shoful Islam took 6 for 48, Taskeen Ahmed 1 for 59, Mustafizur Rahman, 1 for 56, better known as Fizz in the cricketing world, and Mehdi Hasan, the spinner, 1 for 37. So congratulations to Australia. They have lost the series by 3-1, but at least they can go back with some sort of pride earned in beating Bangladeshis in their own backyard, and that too in the third ODI. Women's Cricket T20 World Cup, very exciting. India completely outplayed Pakistan in a one-sided game yesterday at Edgbaston by a massive margin of 64 runs. Winning the toss, electing to bat, India 170 for 6. Smriti Mandana made 68. Amranpreet Kaur, the captain, 36. Richa Ghosh, 34. For Pakistan, Sadia Iqbal, 2 for 41. Fatima Sana, 2 for 33. And Pakistan sadly were bowled out, the ladies, in the 17th over just for 107 runs. Only Muniba Ali, who made 41, looked impressive. And of course, there was a bit of bat from Alia Riaz, who bats low down the order. She made 18 of 17 balls, but the rest was all just one-sided. India all the way. Deepti Sharma, 5 for 10. And Sri Charini, 3 for 21. What a great win there for India. The long opener winning by 64 runs against arch rivals Pakistan. Right then, we come to another women's encounter. Bangladesh versus Netherlands. The Bangladeshis have won this game comprehensively by 6 wickets. Netherlands batting first, winning the toss, 139 for 8 in their allotted 20 overs. Babati Dilip, she made 50, and Robina Raik, 13. The bowling, Marufa Akhtar Seema, 2 for 31, Fahira, 1 for 32, Sanjia, 1 for 29, and Rubia Khan for Bangladesh took 1 for 26. Bangladesh get to the target with ease, 141 for 4, and it's only Ferdows, the top opener for Bangladesh. She made a superb 50. Shamin Akhtar unbeaten on 37, helped by Shomia Akhtar, who made 18. So Bangladesh too in the points table. Great, great, great win. Now, today is going to be a rest day as far as the T20 World Cup is concerned, and the girls richly deserve a rest day. And we start off the 16th, that's Tuesday, with Sri Lanka playing against New Zealand and England taking on Ireland in a Group B match. Right before I wind up, I need to give you results from the FIFA World Cup so far. Okay, let me run through the results up to now. Mexico have beaten South Africa by two goals to nil. Apologies. South Africa beat Czech Republic by 2-1. Brazil drew their game against Morocco 1-1. Scotland got the better of Haiti by 1-0. Qatar, the Middle Eastern country, drew their game against Switzerland 1-1. And yesterday, Australia got the better of Turkey by 2-0. Well, that's about wraps up our long podcast today. I know we had plenty to share with you. Take this opportunity of wishing all of you a very blessed week ahead. Spin you a couple of songs for your listening pleasure. But do join Lakith Peeris and myself tomorrow, because we'll have plenty of news for your listening information and pleasure. Sit back, get your headsets on, spin you a couple of songs. Bye for now.